Hello, my name is Dave Emery, and this is Side 2 of For the Record program number 701, Update on Kosovo, being recorded on January 17th of the year 2010. We're going to plunge right in where we left off with the excellent GermanForeignPolicy.com newsletter, rolling updates for which are available on the supplemental section of the SpitfireList.com website, the best source in the world for anti-fascist information. This article from GermanForeignPolicy.com is called Thank You, Germany. It's dated February 18th of the year 2008 and reads, Sunday, after Berlin's years of preparations, the South Serbian province Kosovo declared its secession in violation of international law. Kosovo is independent, unquote, of Serbia, declared Hashim Thaci, the prime minister of the provincial administration in Pristina. The German government intends to recognize the secession soon. Berlin will thereby be participating in the violation of the UN Charter and other valid legal norms, just as the German police and judicial officers who will be dispatched to Kosovo within the framework of a so-called EU mission. Their deployment will be without a valid internationally recognized legal basis and will therefore constitute an illegal occupation. The objective is to establish an informal protectorate while keeping its nationalist forces in check. Kosovo's secession is the preliminary finale of a policy seeking the parcelization of the Balkan states along the lines of allegiance, which began with Berlin's recognition of the Croatian secession. Each of the EU states, after brief hesitation, joined this policy and, along with Washington, militarily attacked what was left of Yugoslavia in 1999. Since that time, Berlin has been fostering the Kosovo nationalists, whose representatives in Pristina are designated as the bosses of organized crime. One of them is the current Prime Minister, Thaci. One of the murals celebrating Thaci's proclamation of secession reads, Thank you, Germany, unquote. With yesterday's proclaimed secession, the provincial administration in Pristina has concluded what Berlin has been preparing for years, at first with covert Secret Service support for the KLA, then with participation in the military aggression against Yugoslavia in March of 1999, and finally within the framework of the UN administration in Pristina, the UNMIK. The secession of Serbia's southern province was carried out in violation of the UN Charter, guaranteeing all UN member states the sovereignty and territorial integrity, and in disregard of the decisions taken by the UN Security Council. Parenthetically, gee, we didn't hear about this in this country. I wonder why. I wonder how our vigilant bastions of the press missed this one. Can't imagine. Continuing, most significant is the disregard of the decisions taken by the UN Security Council. Most significant is the Resolution 1244 explicitly reconfirming to Belgrade the integrity of its sovereign territory. The German government intends to recognize the secession soon and demands that all EU member states do the same. Berlin thereby proves once again that it is the driving force behind a growing degeneration of international law, blatantly exalting the despotism of power to the highest principle of foreign policy. With the aid of fantasy, the foreign ministry seeks to cover up the German government's renewed breach of international law. In its statement before the Foreign Relations Committee of the German Parliament, the ministry alleged that the guarantees of Serbia's sovereignty and integrity laid down in UN Resolution 1244 refer mainly to a transitional government in Kosovo and does not preclude secession. A reading of the text proves this audacious fabrication to be groundless. According to the Foreign Ministry, the UN resolution, except for the guarantees of Serbia's sovereignty and territorial integrity, is still in force so as not to jeopardize the legitimacy of NATO's and the EU's deployment, because if the resolution were no longer valid, it would mean that the Western countries' occupation of Serbian territory would be dependent upon the invitation, unquote, of their Kosovo vassals in Pristina, an embarrassing dependency that Berlin and Washington would like to avoid. This ludicrous approach that degrades UN resolutions to non-binding suggestion lists from which one can pick and choose to apply clauses at preference meets open contradiction even within the entourage of the German Foreign Ministry itself. warnings of incalculable countermeasures are being heard. Quote, unilateral interpretations of Security Council resolutions constitute cases of precedent that, under other circumstances, can be turned against the Western nations, unquote, a member of the Foreign Ministry's Council of International Jurists wrote in a newspaper article. German legal arbitrariness can also be seen by the way the decision was taken to dispatch a so-called police and judicial mission to Kosovo. In spite of massive pressure from Berlin, six EU member states are still rejecting the secession because their own sovereignty is threatened by separatists. With the refusals of Spain, Slovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, Greece, and Cyprus to actively support the new EU mission, unquote, the modalities for decision-making were charged without further ado, and the dispatching of 2,000 police and judicial officers was virtually taken by decree. In Brussels, one could hear concerning the decision-making that the dispatching had been proposed and formally adopted, unquote, when the time limit for lodging an objection at midnight on Saturday had expired without a veto from an EU member state. With this new voting technique, final approval becomes superfluous. Berlin had made it clear that it would accept a veto under no circumstances. To demonstrate its determination, Germany had already chosen its first 63 police officers for the mission, unquote, before the time limit had expired. Amnesty International has recently published a report on its research concerning the police and justice mission, unquote, being conducted in the name of the United Nations, but also under Western control. The conclusions are devastating for the numerous, among them also German police and judicial officers who have been deployed in Kosovo since 1999. According to Sean Jones, Amnesty International's researcher on Kosovo, quote, hundreds of cases including murders, rapes, and enforced disappearances have been closed for want of evidence that was neither promptly nor effectively gathered by the UN mission, unquote. There is persistent impunity for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the southern Serbian province, claiming to be an independent state and about to be recognized by Germany. According to Amnesty, no progress is ever made, unquote. Quite the contrary, the situation has worsened in recent months. Amnesty International, quote, urges the UN not to undertake any similar international justice missions in the future until effective steps have been taken to ensure that none of the extensive flaws identified in this report are repeated, unquote. The current Kosovo Prime Minister Hashim Thaci is among those persons whose past could shed light on what Amnesty considers extensive flaws, unquote. Washington and Berlin's close ally proclaimed the southern Serbian province's independence, unquote, in Pristina yesterday. If the UN police and judicial officers would have accomplished their mission, Thaci would have been brought to trial long ago. Already in 1997, Serbian judges had sentenced him to 10 years in prison for several murders. Thaci had ordered liquidations within its own ranks, unquote, two former KLA fighters reported about their former leader. In the eyes of the German Foreign Intelligence Service, or Bundesnachrichtendienst, the current prime minister is one of the heads of the Kosovo mafia and a sponsor of, quote, a professional killer, unquote. Parenthetically, as we're going to see later on, the KLA decided to pay back BND for this accurate analysis because BND, along with the Bundeswehr, which also basically pulled the curtain back on these swine, the BND has had boots on the ground helping them do what they do, and it looks like elements of the KLA and the Kosovo, quote, government, unquote, have doubled on their German masters. Returning again to this article, a survey commissioned by the German Bundeswehr asserts that in intelligence circles, unquote, Thaci, quote, is considered to be far more dangerous than Ramush Haradinaj, who was indicted for war crimes, because the former KLA leader has an extensive international criminal network at his disposal, unquote. With the Kosovo Declaration of Secession, that, in violation of international law, has granted criminals their own state, German efforts to achieve the disempowerment of its traditional opponent Serbia has attained its objective. Belgrade has lost the control over most of the territory of what had formerly been Yugoslavia, has been deprived of its access to the sea, and is surrounded by hostile states. Parenthetically, also no longer has the Trepka mines, essential to the Yugoslavian economy, and formerly of great value to the German occupiers in World War II. Continuing. On the other hand, through a new war against Belgrade and the breakup of Serbian territory, Berlin was able to successfully reassert its claim as hegemonic power in Southeast Europe. With yesterday's declaration of secession, according to the German government, the last remaining open question concerning the disintegration process of Yugoslavia has been resolved. Unquote. And still more about the Kosovo independence. Again, the UNPO's first, quote, success, unquote. Again, from the GermanForeignPolicy.com website, October 3rd of 2008, Arbitrariness in Power, and it reads, because of a Serbian UN initiative, Berlin's Kosovo policy is threatened with serious defeat. Belgrade is requesting that the UN General Assembly petition the International Court of Justice in The Hague, or ICJ, for an advisory opinion on Kosovo's secession from Serbia. The Assembly is expected to vote on Wednesday. Germany was unsuccessful in mobilizing a majority against Serbia's initiative. For the first time, UN member states have announced the intention of reversing their recognition of Kosovo if the ICJ should confirm its secession was illegal. While EU functionaries declare that the International Court's decision would be of no consequence to them, listen to this arrogance. While EU functionaries declare that the International Court's decision would be of no consequence to them, Berlin is continuing its aid in consolidating Kosovo's illegal sovereignty. State officials who with Western help had been brought to power in Pristina are confronted with new accusations. According to reports, new evidence has surfaced pertaining to criminal trade in human organs in Kosovo. Kosovo's prime minister, unquote, is suspected to be implicated in this crime. One of Pristina's designated ambassadors to a European country is also accused of serious crimes. Serbia has placed a demand that the UN General Assembly petition the International Court of Justice in The Hague for an advisory opinion concerning the secession of its southern province. For the time being, Belgrade is therefore renouncing legal action against Pristina and those states that have recognized its secession. The UN General Assembly is expected to vote on Serbia's request on Wednesday. A simple majority will suffice. Already back in July, the Serbian Foreign Minister Vuk Jeremic pointed out that never before has the General Assembly prevented a member state from seeking an ICJ advisory opinion, unquote. But governments of several Western states are attempting just that. German and U.S.-American attempts to prevent the ICJ advisory opinion are doomed to failure. Western pressure, which already last summer were the topics of interviews in the media, could not prevent the Serbian government from introducing its resolution in New York. And all attempts to tone down the formulation of the resolution have failed. Washington and Berlin plan to either vote no or abstain. But in a test vote, approximately two-thirds of the 192 UN member states are refusing loyalty, endorsing an ICJ advisory opinion on Kosovo's secession. The Serbian president reported a few days ago that Western states continue their efforts to obstruct the vote by trying to induce more states to recognize Kosovo's independence. In spite of massive pressure from large EU member countries and the United States, only 47 countries, not even a fourth of the UN member states, have recognized Kosovo as a sovereign state. Berlin is therefore faced with a serious defeat. Since the legal questions are clear, Kosovo's secession was obviously in violation of the UN Charter, the West is uncertain about how to prevent an International Court of Justice ruling in Serbia's favor. According to Christian Tamushat, professor of law in Berlin, there would be possibilities when the concrete formulation of the demand is decided in the UN General Assembly's subcommission, where controversial questions are often excluded. Then, quote, the ICJ would not even have the possibility of formulating an opinion on the primary issue, unquote. The subcommission will be convened on Monday. If Serbia's formulation still passed, the only thing left would be massive pressure on the International Court of Justice. If this option is also unsuccessful, German experts are pleading for disregarding international jurisprudence. Neither the ICJ nor the UN can create facts on the ground, alleges the political advisor Franz Lothar Altmann. Quote, a nation's independence can only be established through recognition by individual states, unquote. The EU's special emissary to Kosovo subscribes to the demand that the arbitrariness of the mighty be lifted to the global principle of design in central questions of sovereignty. Quote, Kosovo's independence is a fact and cannot be changed even if Serbia's International Court of Justice initiative can prove successful. Unquote. Until now, the larger EU nations and the USA have been relatively isolated in this standpoint. Now, nations that had already recognized Kosovo are beginning to serve notice that in the case of a negative ICJ verdict, they would consider rescinding their recognition. All of the dispute notwithstanding, the German government is creating facts on the ground and is pushing the establishment of an independent Kosovo nation. Alongside the political accompaniment in mid-September, Berlin had promised further support for the development of the infrastructure of Kosovo and earmarked a total of 40 million euros from its development budget for the rest of the current year. For 2009, 60 million euros more have been reserved. These measures are not limited to construction aid, but extend to the consolidation of Pristina's quasi-state structures. For example, 600,000 passports and 400,000 driver's licenses that the Interior Ministry in Pristina has begun to issue have been produced by the Geisica and Devrient Corp in Munich. Quote, by issuing passports, we are establishing the legal basis for a sovereign Kosovo, declared Kosovo's interior minister, providing an indication that the criminal accusation of abetting an illegal act of secession can be raised not only against the government, but even against the employees of private firms. Serious accusations are recurringly being raised against Kosovo's new ruler, placed and maintained in power by Berlin. Extensive press research has reinforced the suspicion that the former Kosovo terror militia, UCK, killed Serbian prisoners and sold their organs. Months ago, this was reported by Carlo Del Ponte, former head prosecutor of the International War Crimes Tribunal for Yugoslavia in The Hague, citing numerous witnesses. Pristina's, quote, prime minister, unquote, and former head of the UCK, Hashim Thaci, is said to be implicated in this affair. There is also controversy over the ambassadors, unquote, Pristina wants to dispatch to several European nations and to the USA. Kosovo's designated ambassador, unquote, to Switzerland is being accused of having collected money in Switzerland to finance the UCK's war on Serbia and thereby run into conflict with the Swiss authorities. It is alleged that even blackmail was involved. The Swiss Foreign Ministry denies, however, that these accusations have any meaningful bearings on existent reservations concerning this, quote, ambassador, unquote. The accreditation, nevertheless, is still pending. The accusations against members of Pristina's elite are not isolated cases. As just recently reported in an appraisal of Kosovo's human rights situation by the OSCE, it is only a question of grave shortcomings of applications and conditions of rule of law. Particularly, the struggle against the organized criminality and the slave trade are making limited progress. On the other hand, the new political elite is interfering to a growing degree in the workings of the justice, the police, and even the media. The new power in Pristina is creating its realm of the arbitrary. And the next article from GermanForeignPolicy.com that we're going to access is called In Accordance with NATO Standards. It's from October 31st of 2008 and reads in part, according to the separatist government in Pristina, the German government is paying millions in military equipment to transform the former UCK, Kosovo Liberation Army, or KLA terrorist group, into a Kosovan army. German soldiers are providing manned support, unquote, and the German military, the German Bundeswehr, the military hardware. The new troops, operating under the name of the Kosovo Security Force, or KSF, due to be operational next June, are being recruited from the current Kosovo Protection Corps, or KPC, the successor organization of the KLA. In the future, they can be deployed around the world within the framework of NATO interventions. Not only the future army of Kosovo, but even the secessionist government's new Minister of Defense, unquote, Femi Murjito, have their roots in KLA traditions. The current Prime Minister, unquote, was once the militia's political leader, and other current top politicians in Pristina have also been active in the KLA. Charges of serious war and post-war crimes raised against them have remained unsettled. Berlin is broadening its cooperation with these former militiamen and beginning to arm them in strict accordance with NATO standards. As a first step, the German government has earmarked 7 million euros for the creation of the Kosovo Security Force, or KSF. This was reported by the Kosovan government, unquote, following negotiations in Pristina with the German defense minister Franz Josef Jung. Jung had visited the Bundeswehr troops stationed in Kosovo at the beginning of the week and also held talks with the prime minister, unquote, and the minister of defense, unquote. As announced by the German defense ministry, the Bundeswehr is also providing manned support with 15 soldiers for training purposes for the time being. Ultimately, Berlin will also be participating in equipping the KSF with military hardware. The planned delivery is rated as voluminous by the defense ministry. Officially, the KSF is at first supposed to be only engaged in crisis management, civil defense, and disposal of ordnance. Later, it is supposed to take on more extensive tasks that generally fall within the realm of army duties. This is also written into the constitution, unquote, of the Kosovan secessionist regime, which states in Article 126 that the KSF, quote, shall protect the people and communities of the Republic of Kosovo, unquote. It further states that the KSF, quote, may send its members abroad, unquote, an indication of future foreign interventions of the Kosovan army. Against this background, it is significant that it is under the auspices of NATO that the KSF is being built up, trained, and armed with light weapons for the time being, but in accordance with NATO standards. Other NATO states participating with Germany in these measures include the United States, France, and Great Britain. Countries not taking part are Slovakia, Romania, and Spain, who have refused to recognize Kosovo's secession. The KSF is supposed to be operational by June of 2009. The KSF will initially be a force of over 2,500 with 800 reservists. The personnel is mainly taken from the 5,000-man-strong Kosovo Protection Corps, or KPC, which is to be officially disbanded by December 10th. And there's more discussion here of the Bundeswehr role in training and arming the military and potentially military forces of Kosovo. But, and this entire article will be available in the description for the Record 701. But there is also, and of course, the GermanForeignPolicy.com articles are available through rolling updates right through the SpitfireList.com supplemental section. Now notice this next section. It's called the next article, I should say. It's called the Sorcerer's Apprentice. And notice that when the Bundeswehr and BND analysis divisions correctly identified the Kosovan government as criminal in nature and tied to international mafias, basically the KLA doubled on them, indicating again the sharp division between boots on the ground and analysis. This next article, appropriately titled The Sorcerer's Apprentice from November 24th of 2008, reads in part, "The arrest in Kosovo of several agents of the German Federal Intelligence Service, or BND, shines the spotlight once again on the political criminal happenings in this Western protectorate. The three men, working for a front company for the German Foreign Espionage Service, are charged with involvement in several bomb attacks against facilities of the EU and the UN. As a matter of fact, the BND had been implicated in criminal intrigues in Kosovo in the past. It assisted in setting up the UCK, the Kosovo Liberation Army KLA terror organization, and maintained contact to organizers of the Kosovo-Albanian pogroms that caused numerous deaths in March of 2004. The objective in both cases was to have a decisive influence on political developments in the region. It remains to be seen if this is also the case now. Observers are not excluding the possibility that the arrests had been initiated by the Kosovan Mafia. On various occasions, the BND has reported on organized crime in Pristina. Several members of the government, unquote, are from this milieu, such as the current prime minister. Berlin is primarily responsible for the criminal conditions in Kosovo. With the collaboration of the BND, Germany prevailed in the formation of a Kosovan state under the leadership of suspected gangsters. The obscure occurrences that led to last week's arrests of three suspected BND operatives in Pristina exposes once again the political criminal character of what is taking place in that protectorate. The agents are charged with implication in the November 14th bombing attack on the Kosovo EU headquarters. The men had already been placed under surveillance in connection with other attacks carried out on members of the UN mission in Kosovo, or UNMIK, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, and the Kosovan Parliament. They will probably be also indicted for espionage for a foreign service, which carries up to a 20-year sentence if found guilty. According to analogous reports from several intelligence sources, the three men were employees of a BND front company, the Logistics Coordination Assessment Services, which allegedly offers investment consultation to German companies in Kosovo. Pristina is obviously seeking to create a scandal around the BND activities. Whereas the German Foreign Ministry had hoped to clear up the matter without too much public attention, also by referring to the significant role played by Germany in Kosovo's secession, the Kosovan press has published not only the names but also photos of the agents. The scandal was preceded by complicated disputes concerning Pristina's secession. The press reports that for the first time since the beginning of the Kosovo crisis in the early 90s, not the Serbian but the Albanian side has come under international pressure. The bone of contention is ULEX, the 2,000 police and customs officers, jurists, and administrative personnel that the EU, under the label of European Union Rule of Law Mission, or ULEX, wants to send into the South Serbian province. ULEX is supposed to transform the Kosovan authorities into a state apparatus, thereby making Pristina's secession irrevocable. According to Berlin and the EU's original plans, the ULEX was supposed to primarily replace the UNMIK, literally placing Brussels in control of the Kosovan transformation. This has so far been unsuccessful due to resistance from within the United Nations in spite of massive obstructions set up also by Berlin. Two members of the UN Security Council, Russia and China, as well as the majority of UN member nations, still refuse to recognize Pristina's illegal secession, which is why the transfer has not succeeded. Skipping down, if it is proven that the German intelligence agents were implicated in that attack, it would not be the first time. Already in March of 2004, during the large-scale pogroms against Serbs and Serbian institutions, a BND informer played a noteworthy role. The man was one of the organizers of the pogroms while serving as an informer of the German intelligence service. Only 2 weeks before the pogroms began, the BND supposedly broke contact with their informer. "I suppose that the BND certainly must have informed the German government," said the intelligence expert Eric Schmidt-Eyenboom, "at the time, and concluded that the Albanian attacks on the Serbs were tolerated by the German side." And the rest, as they say, well, if it isn't history, it soon will be. In any event, this is what the UNPO considers to be their success story. That is some success. Please use the SpitfireList.com website, including GermanForeignPolicy.com articles on rolling update on the supplemental section of the Spitfire website. This concludes For the Record program number 701, update on Kosovo, being recorded on January 17th of the year 2010. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.